Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. Give me your courtesy call back.
Yeah,
What can
hi.
you provide?
I was wanting to know the address where to send this product back to. I didn't get the email that you were supposed to send me. So if you could give me the address over the phone here, it would be great.
We don't accept any return products back, but let me see what you're talking about here. Provide me with your zip code.
49001.
49001 and your name.
Sue Smith. Well, I'm getting a different story than what the guy told me the other day.
Wouldn't know what you were told the other day. We never accepted any products back. And you said your name was Susan Smith?
Sue.
And when did you order this?
What did I
Yeah,
order?
what did you order and
Yeah,
when
what
did you
did I
order?
order? You tell me why you called me back.
Because you requested a call back from this number, ma'am.
From and the person that called me back the last time seemed to know what I was talking about. Now you're playing a different story.
This
And
is
he
not a
told
different
me, and he
story,
told
ma'am.
me, and he told me to send the product back that they accepted that, and that he was going to send me an email address to send to my email address, and now you have no information of anything, huh?
No, ma'am. This is just a callback. I wouldn't know what I don't know what product you have or anything of that nature. Maybe you called this number a wrong number, and you requested a call back for it. I wouldn't know until I get any information, ma'am. What product
Right.
are you talking about?
I do several different companies that have
We're third
supply.
party. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, my name is Sue Smith, and I ordered some Bandu product.
Bandu? That doesn't even sound like ours. What does that product do? Is it like a dietary product or a face cream?
It's a foot product to detox your body.
That doesn't sound like one of our products, ma'am.
Well, Bandu isn't the name. There's another name on the product. That's just kind of like it comes up several different on advertisement on my Facebook account. It comes up several different different names that they have for it, but
Oh, Sue Ellen Smith?
yes.
Okay, here we go. And verify the shipping address for me.
7 10 Collins Apartment 1208.
I didn't quite hear that.
Pardon me?
I said I didn't quite hear that. Say that again for me.
710 Collins, Collins, apartment 1208, Kalamazoo, Michigan, 49001.
Thank you. All right, I do see here this is for our corsets. This is for cookware.
Oh.
You pay $5.74 for shipping and handling.
Cookware. Are you with Kohl's? Kohl's drawing or whatever for No, I didn't order any cookware.
You ever order like a crusette? paying $5.74.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, that was with Kohl's, and I thought that I was in a drawing, and I would find out if I win or not.
Right, that's what it's for.
Do I win?
It's entering for a chance to win it, but there's nothing here about you won just yet.
Well, I already paid $5.74 to win, to try to do that, and what do you want? I didn't ask for a callback. I just wondered how do they determine if you win or not, and then whatever.
Yes, ma'am. Once you sign up, there is a drawing for you to win. After that, you do get charged $67.32. If it is not canceled, and you get a $125 gift card voucher sent to your email.
No. That is what you charged me for the Bandu product.
Bandu?
The foot product that that is what I got charged for the... See, I signed up for this Bandu thing. Okay. It's a scam. I know you're calling me about another scam that you want me to get involved with. That's bullshit. I signed up for this stuff.
No,
and
ma'am. We already have an account with us.
Yeah, I know I do. And I signed up for one bag of stuff. And then automatically it went into... and you sent me 5 bags of it and charged me $67.
No, ma'am. We haven't sent you out anything.
What?
We haven't sent
you
out anything.
And you're trying to scam me again.
No, ma'am, we haven't.
Who are you with? Who are you with?
I just advise you that information is for that Crusette, ma'am. You paid $5.74. This is for a sweepstake. This is for an entry to win that product.
To win what product?
But you haven't won
it,
so we haven't
product?
Shipped out in. The Crusette, ma'am, that's the same thing we're talking about
to
here.
To win what product?
The Crusette.
Not the Crusette. What is a Crusette?
It's like a cookware product. You paid $5.74 for it.
To get signed up for the drawing. And I thought that I had, it made it sound like I had already won, and the shipping cost for it cost $5.74.
That was for the entry to
that,
win it.
No,
$5.
It says I won already. The way it was worded, you're scamming people. Don't bother me.
No, ma'am. Because we put that information there on the site letting you know that it's a entry to win the product.
I found that out afterwards, yeah. And now you want to, and now you want me to give you some more money? You're scamming people.
No, ma'am.
And yeah. Don't bother me again.
How are we scamming somebody, ma'am, if we put some information there on the site? So
yeah,
for the
you're putting
read,
scam
ma'am.
Information on that site. And I'm stupid
no,
enough
ma'am.
Not
we let
to check
know
it,
what you're signing
that it was
up
a scam
for.
From Bandu. And now you're trying to scam me again. So just get lost.
We have nothing to do with